a hugely disappointing day out. There's no two ways about it, you know. It was a game we felt we had a great chance of winning going into the game, and as the game transpired, I think we were in a great position twice, and we just let the thing go. And look, that's hugely disappointing, but look, it's in the past now, and we just got to get geared up for an onslaught of the Island.
Yeah, and obviously playing in a group along with Cork and Waterford, two games, you have to win one, haven't you, to make the quarterfinals?
The top two in each group will make the quarterfinals. You're lucky, be fierce and lucky if you didn't win, if you didn't qualify winning one game. But look, the objective is to obviously go and win the two. You know, the prize for coming second is a quarterfinal with Dublin. So that's probably one you'd rather avoid if you can. But no, look, it's a big ask. Waterford are a very seasoned outfit. They're the only Division One team that's landed themselves in the third tier of teams in the group's draw. So that in itself presents a difficult challenge for us. But look, I say it's one that we feel we're up to, and we're looking forward to getting started on Saturday.
And have you left the Ulster final defeat behind you, or is that something you'll only find out on Sunday?
I think that's something you only find out. But listen, we've had, you know, it's 3 weeks ago now. It's long enough in the distant past, and you know, these girls have lost big games before, and they've bounced back. You know, and as I say, you know, the side of the draw that we ended up on now, having lost the match, is probably on paper more favourable than the one we would have landed on had we won the game. So, you know, with that in mind, it's you know, every cloud is a silver lining, and you got to take the positives from it. And I think all in all, I think we've come out of it quite well. You know, we were very much in control in that Ulster final, and we played a lot of the football and had some glorious chances to win the game, and we're very much to blame ourselves for not winning it. So, you know, with all that in mind, you know, there's an awful lot of positives, and, you know, a little bit of naivety and a bit of cuteness is, you know, it's probably the main reason we didn't win the game. So we're hopeful that we can, you know, learn from that and be better for the All-Ireland series.
Yeah, and as we mentioned already, it's Waterford on Sunday or Saturday down in Burr. And you mentioned obviously they're a Division One team. They only survived in Division One in a relegation playoff with Westmeath. They haven't had the greatest run this year, have they?
Well, look, you know, the nature of the league this year for the ladies' competition, there were four teams in each group, and you know, the three teams above them were Cork, Dublin, and Meath. They're probably 1, 2, and 3 in the All Ireland pecking order. So, you know, I don't think there's any shame in Waterford coming fourth in that group. And then, you know, they had done what they had to do. They beat Westmeath in the playoff, which guaranteed them Division One for next year. So, you know, as I say, I don't think there's any shame to be taken in that. They lost their Munster semi-final, Cork as well, which, you know, we all know how good Cork are. So, with that, I don't think they'll be running scared in Waterford either. You know, I think they'll be happy enough with how their season has gone, you know, all things considered. And look, they're going to present a very difficult challenge to us. They're a very pacey team, very fast running team. They've caused us plenty of bother in the past.
Yeah, and in terms of personnel, are there certain personnel or personal sectors of the field that worry you?
Look, there would be a very good outfit. You know, they're a real strong running team, and they're very, very tough all over the field. And you know, that itself would, you know, will cause bother for us. You know, they're a team that don't kick the ball very much, so that's something that we need to get our head around. You know, Armagh would have kicked a lot of balls to their inside forward line and present a different challenge. But look, again, it's about adapting, and I think we are able to do that.
Yeah, and then it's Cork the following weekend in Clane.
We play Cork following Clane and County Kildare, so yeah, look, another big challenge. But look, it's one day at a time, and we just got to take this one and try and deal with this one now for this weekend.
Personnel-wise, we know Karen Guthrie missed the first round of the championship. She came back in the last day. Is she fitting well again?
Yeah, look, we're hoping Karen will play some part again. You know, it's a lot of miles on the clock, and you know, you have to bear that in mind. But yeah, look, we're hopeful Karen will be around for the weekend as well. Yeah, we'll get through the Ulster final pretty much unscathed. So, all hands to the pump now, just for us.
Yeah, and in terms of the game, it's your best shot at that one win, isn't it?
It is 100%. You know, that's where it's at for us. You know, and it's a massive game. You take one game at a time. But you know, I think if we happen to go over Waterford on Saturday, it'll set us up well for the Cork game. It'll be no mean challenge either, getting over Waterford. Just they're a very pacey team. Something that causes, you know, a lot of teams ball that running game in ladies football, especially the pace they have. So, I think we'll be better for it. We'll have Ulster final out of the system if we get over the line on Saturday as well. So, it'll set us up nicely for the Cork game.